Marty, good to see you.
Good to be back. Thanks.
All right. We start off close to home, close to KRWG here with a story about the New Mexico State University Archives Department.
It's a real repository of history, culture, artifacts of the region. And it's almost like a hidden gem in a way. The good thing is it's open to the public and not just visiting scholars. So we are encouraged, actually. They want this to be used. They want it to be viewed.
Oh, that's great.
And it's really the Archives and Special Collections Department, and Dennis Daly is the new head of that department since last August. And Mike Cook has a story on all the gems in there. There's letters, photographs, dating back more than 100 years. And it's fascinating. And, if you know, we all love history to some degree anyway. And those who really do, it's a playground of our history.
That's
here.
Great. Well, hopefully some folks in the community who find out about this will explore. It sounds like a really neat opportunity. Well, we also have a very big political story this week. A Las Cruces state senator is going to be running for the Democratic nomination for governor.
Joseph Cervantes, and he is represents Doña Ana and has thrown his hat in the ring. There are two other Democrats, so it's going to be a good primary because Michelle Lujan Grisham of Albuquerque has already gotten some pretty strong endorsements already.
And a lot of money.
Yes, and Jeff Apodaca, the son of former Governor Jerry Apodaca. So that's going to be a good race, and there's three Democrats now. And Cervantes lived in Albuquerque for about 10 years because he went to UNM, and he was also, of course, in Santa Fe. So he's got some name recognition in the north as well as down here. He is a Cruces native.
We will be ready to do lots of reporting on that in the months ahead. Well, we also have a letter. This is an unusual thing. A letter from a Las Cruces student, a Las Cruces High student who went to Germany.
Marina Moore. She's actually from Arrowhead Park, but a high schooler here in Las Cruces. And she wrote a letter from Germany describing her her experiences there. And it's fascinating to read. It's quite a long letter, very well written. But she describes just how different it is there in school, the food, just the culture in general. And I thought it was a real eye-opening look at Germany today. You hear about everything going on with immigration there and everything. She had a great time, and I direct people to her letter. It's well written.
Well, and hopefully it'll encourage high school and college students to do international study because it's really fabulous.
Yeah, I would have loved to have been an exchange student.
I really would have. All right. Well, we have a column from your publisher, as normal, Richard Coltharp, and he is writing about something a lot of people are interested in, and that is our economic situation.
Apparently, locally, you know, at least things are moving along. They're not, he points out, we don't see building cranes downtown like some big cities do, but we're not that big of a city. So we don't have high rises that are obviously going up and that the public can see on their way around town. But he details about 15 items, 15 projects that are going on. A lot of us are aware of this already, but it's kind of nice to see a list of all the buildings going up or construction going on and how they're impacting the local economy. It's promising.
And we all know it's needed, that activity.
Absolutely.
Sure. All right. Finally, life is good in Las Cruces, and your cover is on a painter.
Yes, painter Bonnie Amando. I've been to her gallery and studio, and she's a very interesting artist. Background, very fascinating. She's been a caterer in Hawaii, and she's lived in Silver City or was an artist there, lived outside of the town there. But she has a gallery here in Las Cruces. She's been here now for a number of years, and she is a fascinating person, and her art is beautiful.
Okay, you can read more about it, those stories, and a whole lot more in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty, thanks for being here.